Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group second quarter 2008 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded August 26, 2008. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the time and development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed with the company with the ISA. With us today is Mr. Avi Ben-Essayag, Deputy CEO. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ben-Essayag. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. As you all saw, we launched our quarterly results this morning. Before going into the numbers, I would like to talk about three major elements that influenced our results in the second quarter and the entire 6 months of this year. The first is, of course, the microeconomics that you could see through the presentation that we put on the web. The second one is basically internal processes that we are running within our Israeli operation, which influence the outcome and the results of our Israeli operation. And the third one, of course, is some strategic steps that we have taken to basically develop our future businesses, mainly overseas. Starting with the microeconomics, we have faced dramatic changes in most factors that may influence our results in a normal course of business. The raw materials actually increased between 20 to 70%, and you can see the slides attached there and see the various raw materials. Energy prices soared and increased our manufacturing costs. Award inflation is raising, basically leading to higher food prices, lower demand, and in our case, also increasing our financing expenses. The strong shekel versus different currencies had a dual effect on Strauss results in the second quarter and the 6 months. In one hand, some raw materials import price were reduced by the strong shekel, but on the other end, the shekel translation of our U.S. operation, of our Serbian operation, our Romanian operation, and so on, actually got a very high devaluation because of the strong shekel that we faced during this period. However, you know, looking at the entire thing, you know, we definitely can see and analyze what was the real growth in different areas. But I can gladly tell you that we were able to transfer this raw material increase and the changes in the macroeconomics to the consumers. In one hand, this is a great news. You know, our brands are strong enough in order to get more money from the consumers. But on the other hand, you know, we may start facing, you know, some issues of demand in the second quarter, in Israel. We faced a lower demand in some of our categories. We still are not sure about the reason why this happened. And that actually takes me to the second issue that I'm going to discuss, which are the internal processes that we are very much occupied and engaged with in the second quarter. But beforehand, as I said before, overall, we overcome this macroeconomics effect. However, the effect on the financing expenses was something that we couldn't do anything about it. We currently have about 1.15 billion shekels debt in shekel-linked bonds. And basically, this unexpected inflation rate in Israel, which was in the quarter about 2.44%, actually caused a dramatic increase in our financing expenses in the second quarter. and in the full 6 months entirely. Our financing expenses were about 29 million shekels in the second quarter, and versus about 12.8 million last year. And in the full 6 months, we had about 53 million shekels, which is definitely much higher than we expected to have. And this is mainly due to the increase in the inflation rate that we had in the second quarter. Basically, the increase in the financing expenses was the main trigger to the reduction in the net income, the net pro forma income, or if you like, the net non-GAAP income in the second and quarter and in the full 6 months of 2008. Going to the other strategic elements that influenced our results, the internal processes, I would like to emphasize two main processes, and mainly in Israel. One is the Horizon process, the restructuring of our Israeli operation, and the second one is the launch of the sales and distribution system, SAP system, here in Israel. Two processes which are very, very difficult in Israel and caused us to be focused internally rather to externally. The Horizon process is basically restructuring our structure in the company and in the Israeli operation. We centralize supply chain units, we centralize procurement units, we centralize marketing units, HR units, finance units, and so on. This process basically is basically taking and lot of energy in the first 6 months, where many people were very much focused on, you know, learning the new processes, learning the new reporting lines, and basically looking into their careers. Some of the people had to leave and so on. So this is definitely an area that occupied a decent amount of energy in the first half of the year. The second issue, the second event was the launch of the sales and distribution system. This is a project where we were working for 2 years, basically, planning the new SD system. It's actually a computer system, and successfully we launched it by the end of the first quarter. However, the digestion process is taking much more time than we expected, and the salespeople were so much focused on basically the implementation of the new system that we definitely see it in the market. And therefore, our results or our sales results in Israel are not such satisfying as we would expect them to be. So these two internal processes definitely focused the Israeli operation and the Israeli management to take care of internal elements rather than working external. The good part of the story is that we are about to finish both processes, and these both processes are essential for the future growth, for a much better and stronger future growth, that I do believe that the second half of the year and 2009 will be much better than the first 6 months that we face. The third element that I wanted to discuss before I'll go to the next slide is basically some strategic steps that were taken in the course of the first 6 months of the year. One, of course, is the initiation of the JV with PepsiCo, which we evaluate very, very, very much. This was closed by the end of the first quarter as reported, and we're starting to see the very first fruits coming from this JV. The second strategic element was signing of a definitive agreement with EPG, subscribing 25.1% of our coffee operation shares to TPG based on a pre-money of $1 billion pre-money valuation, and $1.3 billion post-money valuation, that's enterprise value, where we are expecting to get about $292 million already next week, and record around $70 to $75 million as capital gains. This is the second strategic initiative. The third one were acquisitions that we conducted successfully, executed successfully in Central and Eastern Europe. We acquired two brands in Russia, the Chornokota brand, which is successfully absorbed and actually integrated in our Russian CIS operation. This is a $103 million transaction, you know, including the working capital that was invested there. In addition, we acquired the Don Café brand in Kosovo, Albania, and in other countries in the region, and which is very, very important for us. As you know, we own the Don Café brand in Serbia, Bosnia, and Montenegro, and now we actually own it for the entire region, and we are currently working on developing Don Café as the first regional brand in Central Eastern Europe, and you will definitely see some news in a very short period about Don Café. There is a third transaction that we worked lots of time, invested a lot of time, but unfortunately, we decided, or fortunately, whatever, you know, we decided not to do it. It's a $500 million transaction that we spent 9.5 million shekels in checking it and due diligence, and finally, we decided not to do it at this stage. And therefore, you can see in the other income section in the P&L, you can see this 9.5 million shekels one-time hit. So these were the strategic initiatives that we worked on in during the first 6 months that also actually drew top management attention for this international business development processes. In light of all these events, and I'm moving to page four, basically, Strauss Group continued to face growth in its top line, but the best one was definitely in the international growth. In the international business, we faced double-digit growth. In Israel, we had relatively a modest growth, and we will go into it in a few minutes. The gross profits, we compensated for most of the raw material increase. However, gross margins eroded, as reported before. Operating profit went up 4%, and I'm referring to the non-GAAP operating profit or the managerial. There are two names used there in the reports. Went up 4% compared to last year, and in the second quarter, it went up 8.3%. And yes, the operating margins eroded as well in 40 basis points in the full 6 months, and this is mainly due to the increase in the raw materials, Financing expenses went up dramatically, more than 100% in the quarter and in the first 6 months, and this is mainly due to the CPI increase. It was in the first 6 months, 2.85%, compared to 0.27% in the last 6 months, in the parallel period last year. And in addition, the net credit increased by 50% in order to finance the new acquisitions and in order to finance the shortfall that we faced in cash flow from operation in the first 6 months, and I'm going into it now. Unfortunately, the cash flow from operation in the first 6 months were not good at all, and the main reason for that is basically the following. One is increase in inventories. Inventories in Israel increased a lot, hence, actually, this is about 55 million shekels, and the main reason for it is basically not meeting the growth expectations that we had for the first 6 months. And this is mainly, by the way, around the dairy area, where we actually had to absorb all the milk that we got from the farmers and basically dry the surplus and basically keep it as inventory. I can report to you that this inventory is well secured. The price is secured by the Israeli Dairy Council. However, in terms of cash flow, this consumed about 55 million shekels from our operating cash flow in the quarter. The next reason for this shortfall is the sales and distribution system that was launched by the end of the first quarter. As I said, lots of energy and work was invested and still invested in improving the system performance. But we face dramatic challenges with billing customers, collecting money, documenting everything. The process is not easy, and the learning curve is not easy as well. But we are overcoming this issue, and it looks like this is improving every day. Currently, we can tell you that about 60 million shekels or 55 million shekels, an increase of the account receivables, are attributed to this particular reason. We do collect the money. It takes time, lots of manual work with the customers, but things are taken care of very carefully on a daily basis. So we do not envisage any issues there, but again, from cash flow perspective, this is another 50, 60 million shekels which are missing in our operating cash flow, and we are not happy about it at all and working to improve this situation in Israel. In addition, in order to fix some prices with suppliers in some areas, like in the Simusim area, in some other areas, actually, in order to keep prices, we paid some advanced payments to suppliers, and this is another reason for that. Around 20 million shekels were around that. The last item, basically, the last item is attributed to the CIS acquisition, to the Tronakata acquisition. As you know, the acquisition in Tronakata was acquisition of brands. Now, these acquisitions of brands, in order to operate this business, we had to inject working capital into this business, and all the AR basically that was injected in this operation, and by the second quarter already we had about $8 million stemming just from this business, or $7 million stemming from this business, and this is basically cash flow that was shaved from operation in order to finance the needs of the cash flow in our CIS operation. You know, if it would be a share transaction or stock transaction, then you wouldn't know this, because all of this cash flow would be classified in the investment section. But hence, this was a brand and an asset transaction. Then the all the first sales basically consumes our working capital that is deducting and reducing our cash flow from operations. So these were the reasons for the cash flow from operation. We're not happy about the first reasons, about the reasons in Israel, about the issue in CIS. This is something that it's obvious. It's just a classification. It's part of the acquisition price. And basically, this is it about the cash flow. Overall, on page 7, you can see the total picture of the group, where sales overall in the group reached the level of 3 billion shekels in the 6 months, growing about 7.9%. In the quarter, 1.5 billion, growing 7.8%. We can see the gross margins erosion, and the operating profit on a pro forma basis going up 4% in the quarter and reaching the level of 265 million shekels, and in the quarter going up 8.3% and reaching the level of 120 28 million shekels. I assume that you guys are already familiar with the way that we are adjusting or reconciling between the accounting number to the pro forma numbers or to the non-GAAP numbers, and you have it already there. This is on page 14. With your permission, I would like to actually jump to the profitability analysis and then to open this call for Q&A. On the profitability side, and I'm jumping to page 43, on the profitability side, we can see that the gross margin in the 6 months eroded from 38.1 to 36.8, and you can see the reasons for that. Israel operation affected minus 0.6. The coffee operation affected minus 0.4. The other, it's negligible, and the mix, which is mainly attributed to the coffee, affected minus 0.3. If we go to the operating profit analysis and operating margins on page 44, we can see that the operating margins were positively contributed by the Israeli operation by 30 basis points. The coffee operation contributed negatively by 20 basis points, and the other, which is mainly Sabra, Max Brenner, and the H2Q initiative, and some other unallocated costs, actually are negatively affected by 40 basis points, and all total about 8.7% operating margin. This is it. Maybe I'll just say one more word about the real growth that we face. In Israel, it's very important. This is on page 21. The growth on a pro forma basis, where I exclude the some of the assets and the business that were disposed by the end of last year, then we faced about 5.3% real growth. And in Q2, we faced about 6.8% real growth. And as said before, we are not happy about this growth, because with the price increase that we had, we expected to have at least around 8 to 10% growth in the period, in the reported period. And because of that, we are definitely unhappy with the Israeli results. And I tried to explain the reasons for that. And what we're doing to improve it. I'm jumping to slide number 27, where you can see actually the growth in the first 6 months of the coffee operation. You can see that the coffee operation grew about 16%. However, if I exclude the exchange rates and the acquisition of Chonakata, then the real growth was 12.9%. Going to page 28, we can see the quarterly results. Again, the accounting growth was 16.7, but the organic growth without exchange rate effect was 9.7%. This is about the coffee operation. And in the following pages, basically, you can see the performance of each one of the countries and what we have done in each one of them. My last two businesses that I would like to focus on is Max Brenner. In Max Brenner, actually, in the first 6 months, we grew 11.8%, and excluding exchange rate differences, about 20.6%. And in the quarter, the growth, excluding exchange rate effect, was about 46.4%. In this respect, I would emphasize the great performance that we are having in our U.S. Chocolate bars, and the fact that we didn't open any new stores in 2008, but working intensively on getting 4 new locations in the States in order to open them in 2009. The last business I would like to be focused on is Sabra on page 39. We can see Sabra numbers are about, you know, a bit tricky because if you look at the GAAP numbers, basically you see a decrease in the numbers, but this is mainly to the fact that we are consolidating Sabra on a pro rata basis once the JV with PepsiCo was closed. And therefore, technically, we see a decrease, but if we compare apples to apples and work out the pro forma figures, we can see that in the 6 months, sorry, the overall growth was 14.2%, and if we exclude the exchange rate differences, then the real growth was 34.4%. And in the quarter, the shekel and reporting currency growth was 21%, and excluding exchange rates effect, the growth was 44.1%. The market share in Sabra is relatively very strong, 28%, and we are continuing to lead the market in the U.S., in the hummus market in the U.S. So to, you know, make long story short, before I go to the Q&A, the first 6 months and the second quarter were definitely challenging for Strauss. Were not that simple. We were very much focused internally and in developing our overseas new strategic initiatives. We are not happy with our results in Israel. We believe, although the operating profits improved year-over-year, we believe that we should do much better in top line, and we're working very hard to change this picture already from the first quarter. We are very happy with our coffee business and the growth that we face in the different countries. As to Sabra and Maxbrand, we're developing basically the businesses as initially planned. We can't do a lot about the inflation rate in Israel and the effect on the finance expenses in the short run. We initiated already a buyback plan of part of the notes in order to reduce the exposure to the Israeli CPI, but hence our bonds are so strong in the market and the demand is so high, it's not easy to buy them back. So this exposure is there. I can tell you that successfully we managed to hedge about 40% of these bonds, and I'm very happy about that, but also the hedging prices went up dramatically in the last 6 months, so it's very expensive to renew these hedging vehicles that we currently have and may expire in the next 6 to 9 months. So this is about my opening pitch, and I'm opening the session for Q&A.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to decline from the polling process, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Tali Sivani of Lehman Brothers. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's Joseph Wolf. Couple of questions. The first is, I'm looking in the coffee segment results. There was year-over-year growth on the operating profit, and I'm wondering if we can expect that to continue, or there's some investment going on there, or whether the raw materials and other headwinds are going to catch up with the company. Second question I have is, there were some slides on the yogurt business that were at the, I think they may be in the slideshow, but they were definitely in the Israeli presentation. And given the competition in that market, it looks like after an initial surge by Mueller, that Strauss feels pretty strongly about its market share. So I'm wondering if you expect to be at the same market share at the end of the year as you were when Mueller entered the market. And my last question is, you gave some explanations for the negative free cash flow in the quarter, and I'm wondering when you expect that to turn positive again.
Yeah. Okay, Joseph. On the coffee, without going too much into forecasts and things like that, I can tell you that we feel very strong about our coffee operation so far. While we face some issues with demand in other categories, coffee demand is steadily growing, and I'm referring to volume, growth, which is the best growth that we, you know, and, you know, we would like to have normally. So our view on coffee is relatively strong in top line and bottom line as well. As to the yogurt, we have good reasons to believe that with our plans for the second half of the year, the situation will be at least the one that you saw, you can see nowadays. But our expectations are definitely to improve this situation in the yogurt side. What was the last question, Joseph?
On the free cash flow.
Yeah, free cash flow. Yeah. Okay. The free cash flow, you know, I mentioned three reasons. By the way, I skipped one more explanation, which should explain why the cash flow last year was so positive in the second quarter. And one of the reasons for that is the fact that we successfully managed to increase the day of suppliers. This has a very positive effect last year. So going back to the reasons of the negative free cash flow in the quarter, but let's focus on the cash flow from operation. As to the Israeli business, inventory-wise, in the fourth quarter, we will see an improvement. I can't say it's about the third quarter, and the main reason that we have committed to absorb the milk from the farmers for full 12 months, and basically the agreements are from October to October. So in this respect, we may see some challenges in Israel, but in the fourth quarter, we already will start see a decline in the inventory and going back to the levels that we used to be at. So we are definitely envisaged to have a better situation in the second half of the year. In terms of the SD, sales and distribution system effect, this should be gone by the end of the year. This effect should, you know, vanish. So we do expect it to become positive, the same as to advance payment to suppliers. We believe that this is going to be much better in the second half of the year. As to the cease business, you know, the negative cash flow effect that we had, it's part of the investment, so there's nothing to do about it. And as to the rest, we definitely envisage, in general, a much better free cash flow and cash flow from operation, specifically cash flow from operation in the second half of the year.
Great. Thank you, Avi.
The next
You're
question
welcome.
Is from Jonathan Raven of Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello. I have a few questions to ask. The first one relates to the EBIT expansion in Israel. On slide 20 of the presentation, you explain that the improved operating profit was due to, and then you list a number of things, improved cost structure, decreased in the rate of selling, marketing, and general admin. Is this the Horizon project, or is Horizon, should we expect even more benefit from the Horizon project going forward?
We should expect to more benefits from the Horizon project. This is slightly because Horizon, but not only. Not Horizon effect is not substantially implemented already here. The effect that we envisaged for Horizon for the first year was relatively very minimal. And in the next year, we will be able to see much more positive effect of Horizon.
Right, so this expansion is in addition to Horizon?
Correct.
Okay. The second question relates to the debt. At the beginning, you mentioned how much of your debt was CPI-linked bonds. Can you repeat that figure, please, Avi?
Yeah, absolutely. This is 1.15 billion
shekels.
Exactly.
And do you have any feeling for what the effects will be in Q3?
The situation is we believe that this will improve. We do not envisage more than 1.4% for the quarter, and the fourth quarter should be much better. But this is our forecast for the third quarter.
Okay, thank you. And the final question relates to the U.S. business. I just wondered what you attribute to the reduction in EBIT.
Yeah. Well, this is it's a combination of several things. First, it's a technical issue, okay, because of the pro rata consolidation in the second quarter relative to full consolidation last year. So, the operating profit of Sabra just were halved because of that. That's definitely one point. Second point, yes, there is an erosion in gross margin, but just 3% erosion in the gross margin in Sabra, and this is mainly to the fact that we didn't increase. We decided not to increase selling prices in the U.S., in the Sabra business for the time being.
Okay. And one last question related to the U.S. When do you expect to begin to see the effects of the JV?
Well, we're already starting to see that. A few marketing projects with Frito-Lay were already launched with their wear chips and our dips with Stacy and some other elements. We are working to develop the DSD, the Direct Selling Distribution System, with them, which is very, very essential and very important with that. And Frito-Lay and PepsiCo are very good in that. We are in a trial currently in one of the states. We are working intensively on building the factory. We are facing some operational challenges with the very high demand in one hand, and on the other hand, some operational challenges. So we're working very closely to start finding and building the new factory. So, it's starting, but it's just the beginning. These are the first three quarter months that we are working with these guys, so it's too early.
Okay, thank you, Oli.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Lisa Spachnik of Pamplona Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just had a question about the kind of trends that you've been seeing in the last couple of months, specifically in the Israeli operations.
I beg your pardon. Can you repeat the question, Lisa?
Yeah, sorry. The trends that you've been seeing in terms of demand in your Israeli operations subsequent to the second quarter?
Yes. Yeah. I must say, this is Lisa. I want to be very careful answering this question. In one hand, we did face a lower demand in terms of quantity, in terms of volume. But it's very, very difficult for us to tell you what's the reason for that. One of the reasons, for sure, is the fact that Strauss sales team were so much focused. These guys spent most of their last 6 months in rooms, in offices, rather they're out there in the field as we do it normally. And because of the new sales and distribution system that we launched, and you can see it on the shelf, we are totally unhappy about that, and we are going to change it entirely in the second half. If you ask me, I'm 8 years in the company, and I would tell you that this is the main reason for that. However, on the other end, the selling prices increase. We're relatively high. The raw material increase, price increase, and the energy prices increase were so high that we had to adjust our selling prices. And that may, in some categories, affect demand. That may. I must tell you, if I look to the past, history of the group, in toughest periods, we successfully managed to grow the business, in volume terms. But it's very, very difficult to predict what's the reasons for that. We do work under the assumption that our volume will grow in the second half of the year.
Yeah.
But I really want to be very careful answering this question because of the two elements that actually influence our sales performance in Israel in the first half of the year. But I must tell you that we are quite confident about our ability to recoup. Our market share is good in most categories, and the areas where we lost share are not the most important one, and we feel very positive and very strong about it. That's what I can tell you.
And maybe one more question. In terms of the other, so your international businesses, in terms of operating profit, do you expect that that's also going to be kind of a loss in the third and fourth quarter of the year?
As I answered to Joseph, we have a relatively good visibility about our coffee operation, and our projections basically suggest that the trend that we have faced is going to continue in the second half, and we feel very strong about our forecast.
Sorry, not coffee, other, so Sabra and Max Brenner.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Well, I don't see any, special changes there. We have to get used to the fact that Sabra is 50% consolidated, and therefore, year-over-year, we will see a decrease, technical decrease. But on a pro forma basis, we believe that the growth that we faced in the first half of the year is going to continue in the second half of the year. This is about Sabra. Talking about Max Brenner, I said before, the main reason for the growth came from the U.S., and we see the same trends nowadays as well. So, I don't have a good reason to think that it's gonna be different.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Lisa.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5953. Internationally, please call 972-3-925-5953. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-elite.com. Mr. Ben-Assad, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, all of you, for participating in our call. We are very much happy and appreciate your support. The second quarter was quite challenging for us, and the first 6 months were quite challenging, as I explained before. We were not that happy with our Israeli performance. We believe that we will be able to manage and do it much better in the second half. And we would like to thank you all for all the support. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes the Strauss Group second quarter 2008 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.